ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Both teams getting some of their last-second instructions from their coaches. Mountain Home will have the ball to start this second half. They'll be moving left to right for these last two quarters as they trail Searcy 26-22. Both teams come out on the floor. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so it was actually Searcy will have the ball to start the second half. I guess they forgot to change possession here. Watson inbounds it to Hambrick, and we're back underway. Hambrick dribbling on the right side, throws up top to Watson. Watson dribbles to the left wing, now up top to Cameron Hicks. Back over to Watson. Down to Freddie Hicks on the low block. Now he dribbles out to the corner. Now tries to throw it out to I'm not sure if it was to Cameron Hicks or Braden Watson, but goes in the backcourt. All the Searcy can do is touch it, and that's going to be a backcourt violation. That is the Lions' fifth turnover of the night, as we are 21 seconds into the second half. Satch Harris will inbound the ball on the far sideline for the Bombers. Gets in to Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert drilling to the right wing. Finds Jones at the elbow. Jones from Ely puts up the jumper. Will not go. Freddie Hicks gets the rebound, and back comes Searcy. Freddie Hicks into the front court. Throwing it to Love. Love's going to dribble down to the paint. Going in for the layup, and he gets it. Griffin Love picking up right where he left off in the first half. He now has 16 points. Lions now lead by 6 with 7:11 left in the third quarter. Ball goes up top with Crawford. Now over to Gilbert on the left wing. Down to Jones and a little bit outside the lane. Now he's going into the lane for the layup. No good. Love gets the rebound. Back come the Lions. Ball goes over to Cameron to Freddie Hicks. He dribbles to the left wing. Now goes down to the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Wyatt Gilbert. He's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Wyatt Gilbert with 7 points. Mantone cuts the margin back to 4. Now Cameron Freddie Hicks is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Dawson Tabor is able to take that rebound away from Griffin Love, and he gets out to Wyatt Gilbert, who's quickly back the other way. Wyatt Gilbert's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. Good. 9 points for Wyatt Gilbert, and it's a cut to back to a two-point margin. 6:17 left to play in the third quarter. Lions up 28-26. Watson across the timeline for Searcy. Throws over to Hambrick on the left side. Now up top to Love. Love's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Jones gets the rebound. Mounts home has a chance to tie or take the lead back on this possession. Gilbert with it, dribbling to the right elbow. Is going to pull up for a jumper. Good. And Wyatt Gilbert now with double figures, 11 points. And Wayne Heron has seen enough on that Searcy sideline. He's going to call a short timeout. We'll break with 5:54 left in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home and Searcy knotted up at 28. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Searcy calling the timeout there with 5:54 left in the third quarter after Mountain Home goes on a 6-0 run, either a jumper or layup by Wyatt Gilbert. He scored 6 straight points. He's now double figures with 11. 28 all our score with lessons. Now ball goes to Freddie Hicks. He's going to dribble down into the left corner, pulled up for the jumper. Good. Freddie Hicks with 6 points. Again, he spent a good chunk of the first half on the bench in foul trouble. He's got 3 fouls so far. Ball goes over to Harris on the right side. Now to Gilbert. Searcy in a man-to-man. No, I'm sorry, take it back. Looks like they're in a 2-3 zone. Crawford has it. Now throws it down to Jones in the lane. He's going to put up the hook shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Matt Jones with 8 points. That's our fourth tie of the night. We're knotted up at 30-all, 5:10 left in the third quarter. Freddie Hicks with it on the left wing, and he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go, and ball goes sails over the backboard. That's an out-of-bounds call, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 5:03 left in the half. Bombers have a chance to go back on top on this next possession. This game's had four ties and 12 lead changes so far. Wyatt Gilbert across the timeline, throws over to Crawford. Crawford has it near the top. Picks up his dribble, now gives it to Wyatt Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert dribbles down towards the lane, now goes back out to the corner. Now goes back to the lane, he's being double-teamed. Kicks up top to Crawford. Crawford's going to dribble down to the lane, finds Tabor there in the paint. His layup is blocked by Freddie Hicks. Crawford comes up with the ball, he's going to go into the lane, and an offensive foul called on Abe Crawford. That is Abe Crawford's first personal foul. That's the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half, and their 13th turnover of the night. Less than 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Mounts home with Searcy tied at 30. Ball's with Watson on the right side, up top to Love. Over to Freddie Hicks. He's going to dribble down into the lane. Now his pass hits the backside of the backboard. That is out of bounds. Searcy's sixth turnover of the night. 4:18 left to play in the third quarter. Bombers and Lions knotted up at 30. Gilbert across the timeline, throws over to Harris on the right side. Tries to throw it to Gilbert. Ball is knocked away by Hicks. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline, and Mountain Home inbound it with 4:08 left. An ill-advised pass. Luckily for Searcy, for the Bombers, they were close enough to that sideline. Here's Crawford with it up top. Throws over to Jones on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go. Tabor gets the offensive rebound, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Dawson Tabor picks up his third personal foul. That is the second team foul against Mountain Home and their 14th throw of the night. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Again, we're tied up at 30. Freddie Hicks into the front court, finding Hambrick on the left side. Hambrick will dribble up to the top. Now gives over to Love on the left wing. Love thought about three. Now he's dribbling down into the lane. Kicks out to Cameron Hicks in the right corner. Out to Watson on the wing. Watson dribbled up near the top. Picks up his drill, now gives it to Freddie Hicks. Freddie Hicks will drill to the right elbow, kicks out to Watson on the right wing. Watson's going to drill down to the lane, now throws over to Cameron Hicks, over to Hambrick on the left wing. Hambrick will drill up toward the top, gives it to Freddie Hicks. Freddie Hicks is going to drill down into lane, going in for the layup and gets it. Freddie Hicks with 8 points. Searcy back on top, 32-30, about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Here is Gilbert into the front court, dribbling to the right wing. Finds Harris. Harris going to pull up on the near the corner for the three. Misses everything. Tabor gets the offensive rebound. He goes back up with it, off the glass and in. Dawson Tabor with his first 2 points of the night. That's our fifth tie this evening. 2:42 left to play in the third quarter. We're tied at 32 all. Here is Watson throwing it to Hambrick. Hambrick drills up top, gives it there to Cameron Hicks. Over to Love on the left side. Finds Hambrick in the lane by himself for the easy layup. Good. Landon Hambrick with his first 2 points of the night. Searcy back on top, 34-32. 2:20 left in the third quarter. Ball's with Crawford. Now to Tabor at the free throw line. Finds Jones there underneath the basket for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with double figures with 10 points. Our sixth tie this evening. We're knotted up at 34 with 2:02 left to play in the third quarter. Freddie Hicks with it, dribbling to the left side. Kicks up top to Cameron Hicks, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound chased down by Dawson Tabor. Here comes Mountain Home with a chance to get the lead back. Mike Gilbert with it on the right side. Has the ball knocked away and is able to get it out to Crawford. And now he's going to be fouled. Braden Watson picks up his second personal foul, team foul number one against Searcy here in the second half. Crawford's going to come out of the game. Walking a little gingerly after that foul. He'll be replaced by Adam Sorrell. Wyatt Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Dribbling on the right side. Tries to throw it to Tabor. Ball is kicked away by Watson. So Mountain Home inbound on the kickball with 1:33 left in the third quarter. Ball goes into Wyatt Gilbert. Now back to Harris. Harris will throw it to Tabor. Now over to White Gilbert on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Jones gets offensive rebound, puts it back up and in, and Matt's home on top. Matt Jones with 12 points. That is our 15th lead change this evening. Bombers up 36-34 with 1:10 left in the third quarter. Watson with it. Matt's home in a man-to-man once again. Watson dribbling between the circles. Dribbling toward the left side, gives it there to Freddie Hicks. Freddie Hicks loses his footing and now scrambled for the ball. And are they going to call a jump ball or a foul? No, they're going to call a foul. 56.2 seconds left as Wyatt Gilbert is called for his second personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers. Hambrick will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline for Searcy. Throws into Freddie Hicks in the lane. Freddie Hicks going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 53.5 seconds. Adam Sorrell picks up his second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Bombers here in the second half. So Freddie Hicks at the free throw line for the first time tonight. It's the first one. Freddie Hicks with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He's now in double figures with 10 points. And that is our seventh tie this evening. Bombers and Lions knotted up at 36. Sorrell into the front court with 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Here is Sorrell with it. Dribbling to the left wing. Now tries to throw it to Tabor. Tabor does get it. Now ball goes over to Harris. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the jumper just outside the lane. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 13 points. Mountain home back on top, 38-36. 29 seconds left of the third quarter. Freddie Hicks into the front court. Throwing over to Hambrick. Now back to Freddie Hicks on the left wing. Almost lost the handle of the ball, but gets it back. Now ball goes to Love. 10 seconds left. Now ball goes up top to Watson. 5 seconds. Watson will give it back to Love. Love's going to pull up for the three. He will not go, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. Mountain Home will have a two-point advantage when we come back for the final 8 minutes of this game. Our score at the end of three, Mountain Home leading Searcy 38-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, so even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break, and no one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile's super fast network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get 4 lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.